sacrifice, non-existence, all of that, if you translate it towards the literal meaning of it, you will be confused. You forget about the poetic part of this. So whenever we talk about non-existence, please don't let your animal feeling interfere and interpret it as a negative stuff. It's very positive. Let's hear it again. Yeah. What is the meaning of fina to you?
Well,
oh, you're Arab. Come on. What is it?
Fina is when something is destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. No, just that's why I'm
yes.
saying. If you
okay.
take the literal
yeah.
meaning, it's something destroyed and annihilated.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was reading your notes, you said nothingness is fina. And so I just couldn't correlate between my English understanding, poor understanding of the nothingness, and my fana.
Let's go back to your fana. You explained it some way, right? Let me change it a little bit. Is it correct if I say fana is when something ceases to exist?
Yeah.
Which is going to non-existence. I use the existence. You see, fina is opposite of existence. When something ceases to exist, because for fina, philosophically, if you want to know, fina starts with something being here, because you cannot talk about nonsense and speak about fina. Fina means something that exists, right? And it's not ruin that blah, 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 because those are, yes, word. It ceases to exist. That's the real meaning of fina, right? So they choose it exactly for that, because this ego which exists, when they talk to you with your ego. I say, when this ego doesn't exist, you are fina. Means your existence ceases to exist, your other part is here. Your non-existence. Your selfless existence. You see, even in that literature, we don't explain it with something else. We bring in self, then we say self-less.
Mm-hmm.
Pointing to a process that you could make it lesser and lesser and lesser, because less carries that. It's not sharp stop. So it's trying to be selfless, because there is no end to that. Because the animal is always here. You push it to the other side of the coin, because you have an existence, a non-existence existence, which is when you are a part of we, because it's the meaning. It's that we, again, could take form and shape itself by what? By eliminating the existence of all parts. You do it right now when you say me. Me, alive. You're referring to what? You're referring to your life, right? Are you referring to the life of all the living cells in you who are making you? And they are independent, aren't they? Tell her that they are independent. You could pick it up from here, put it in someone else, and that someone else will live with it. So when I say I'm referring to non-existence of that independent lives, the totality, if I could permit myself to call myself total, the totality of those lives is making my life, or my life is giving life to those totality. I see? We don't go that far. We will say, there is one state of mind that you give up that concept of independence. Then you understand you're being a member of a life, because isn't it what I am? Look at it carefully. Who am I? Am I a living creature, or am I a chain, wandering in the chain of life, which is passing through me, which is passing through us? So I'm just like one of these cells. Okay, these cells are living creatures, and they are part of me. When their independent, quote-unquote, independent existence is not in mind, then they are in me. There is that we which will cover everything. Yes?
When we were studying this general area, Sufism, so-called, many years ago, fina was often paired with baka, persistence. And if I understand what you're saying, then the baka is the persistence of the real part, the part that is a part of we. And the passing away, the fina, is the passing away of the...
In a way, yes. So
can you talk about...
Yeah, I hesitate to say exactly yes, because... then it could confuse some people. You see, when you are studying something, you could have different method of approach. The approach I got in my youth was mainly sentimental approach, philosophic sentimental. Then I learned about the different approach in... to me, culturally, motherland, which is India, Sanskrit culture, which has a lot of it is in Sufism. They all learn about that and this and that and that. The thing that I'm explaining here, these are what I found in pure mathematics. It started then, when I realized that at that time, cybernetics was really the front wave of scientific knowledge. And I was really passionate about mathematics. Then I realized that, fina has another meaning, another stuff. And I found later the accordance in the philosophy of Hegel, because he is the philosopher that really tries to explain non-existence. And he does a very good job for his time. I wanted to follow up, right? And I was playing with the mathematics, so suddenly it's like some sparkle that will clear up a lot of stuff. So I'm putting a mathematical dimension to it to make it, in a way, tangible, because I believe every explanation will give you an idea of a little bit of some stuff. So I hesitate. Yes, that definitely complements this. If you put them all together, then you will have a better perspective of what. Because fina is not something that is easy to understand. All of them, they talk about it. They know that when we say non-existence, first of all, you will feel negative. When we say sacrifice, you think that you have to lose something, because the brain intelligence is made like this, to think about something, some deal is good for me or bad for me. It's the business. Intelligence is made for business. That's why the languages are made for business. That's why philosophers, they have to invent words and create something else, because they want to talk about beyond the existence. And we discovered, yes, it's non-existence. You want to study mathematics. You know, when you could be sure deep down that, I could be a mathematician?
What Peter was saying, we have it in Persian, we say Fana as fish and Bahoda have.
We don't, he did.
He did.
We could, yes.
Yeah, so but yeah. Like he said that when he was studying, he always saw that they are always brought together, you know, Fana and Bahoda.
Well, definitely, because they are, when it's said in Persian especially, to us it makes the feeling of exactly the two sides of the coin, because he will say, I will fina from me, and what is the opposite of fina? It's the illusion of baqa. Baqa means remaining here, right? That's what, I didn't want to go there because I was trying to concentrate on this tonight's example. Fina means perishable in English. Perishable is something funny. Fina means to perish. To perish, opposite will be to remain here forever. Is that an illusion or what? Because everything goes away. Everything ages. Now we understand that. Even this will go old, give it millennia, it will go different. There is no remaining in here, because now we know that even here was not here, and is not going to be here before and after the Big Bang. That's our understanding. We understand there is no baqa. But what is baqa now? What is remaining here forever?
Non-perishable. Our selfless existence.
The illusion, intention of this. Because this will think that I could remain, this is the wish of life, to remain here forever. All the pains you go through is for that wish. I'm remaining here forever. I'm going to die. I told you, what? You should explain to everyone, what is the first thought of a depressed woman? Having a child. Whenever women go depressed, they think about having a child. Because that's a rule in this universe. You know how strong this rule is? If you're going to die, reproduce then die. In insects, they will do a lot of that, because that's the hope of remaining here forever. That forever, ridiculous forever, is the trick, tricking us to suffer all this pain when we know that at the end we'll die. Even me, with no children, I know that I will die. That animal doesn't care, because that's the animal part, that's that illusion. So that will come here and say, huh, look at this. This is silly. This fina I talk about, your ego doesn't like it, right? This fina brings remaining here forever. What will remain here forever? Consciousness. Mm-hmm. Consciousness is here, and that will be here. That's, where is this consciousness? In I or in we?
In we.
We.
That's the
so that's that all.
Yes.
The baqa for me is really, we were not, I don't think as Arabs we think baqa is something in this world. Baqa is something beyond.
It's the meaning of forever.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
It passed the time. And its definition of what? Its definition of haq.
Yeah.
Because haq is Bobby. Not him. Haq. All that concept. Because that's the consciousness, isn't it? That's the remaining part of me too. I remain over there forever.